The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God is speaking of the world and modern-day Israel today in Isaiah 59. I want you to notice what he continues to say here in verse 8. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Verse 9 continues, therefore justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is no darkness, for brightness, but we walk in blackness. Yes, my friends, we keep trying to solve our problems, but it seems that we continue to add more problems to the problems and make the problems that we have even bigger and add more problems to what we already have. Continue here in verse 10. God is speaking about Israel today as well, modern-day Israel. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are a dead man in desolate places. God is asking us, what are you accomplishing? You go on in your same path. Verse 11, we all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. Yes, none of us like the problems that we see in our country today. And we moan and we groan about it, but we don't know what to do. We don't know the cause of our problems. And it seems that we don't want to know. And the reason we don't know is because we have drifted so far from God that we don't even know God's word anymore. Verse 12, for our transgressions are multiplied before you. God is telling us here the cause of all of our ills. He says, for our transgressions are multiplied before you, that is before God, and our sins testify against us. Yes, God knows what's going on in this earth today. He knows the mindset and the attitude and the actions of the United States of America. He knows what we're doing. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. God says we know what we're doing, but we're stubborn and rebellious and won't change. Verse 13, in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt. God says that's what we're doing, transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God. Isn't that what we've been doing for years? Kicking God out of every place that we can. He continues, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, a mindset, an attitude of defiance. Yes, against the word of God. Defiance against the word of God. A mindset and an attitude of deception God is speaking of as well. Verse 14, justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. God said his word is truth. But we don't want anything to do with God's word. So truth failed, God continues here in verse 15, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. You know, it seems, my friend, that if you depart from evil and you turn to God, that you are considered an oddball. You are considered a cult nowadays. If you're not running with the crowd, if you're not running in Satan's way, traveling his path, you're almost considered as a cult today. So God said, then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. Yes, we are slaves to our ways, for our ways are the ways of Satan, and that makes us slaves to Satan. God also said his word is truth, but we don't want anything to do with truth. In verse 15, God says, so truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. We are slaves, I repeat this again, to our own ways, for our ways are the ways of Satan, and that makes us slaves to Satan. Continue here in verse 16, he saw, that is speaking about God, God saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance. This is speaking about God. God is going to get fed up with the way of mankind, and he is going to take action. As a matter of fact, he is already taking action, my friend. He is sending judgment after judgment on America, trying to get us to see and understand and turn and repent and turn to our God. It says, God put on vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastland he will fully repay. God gives us some good news after we have learned our lesson. Notice how God ends this chapter. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. God is speaking about the time that he returns to this earth, that he returns Jesus Christ to this earth to take it away from Satan and his demons and to begin to rule this earth with a rod of iron and turn this earth to God, turn people's heart, mind, and attitude to their Maker. Verse 20, the Redeemer will come to Zion, speaking of Jesus Christ, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. Yes, God is coming for you if you will turn from your sin. Yes, this earth will be taken away from Satan, and Jesus Christ will rule in righteousness. Verse 21, as for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My Spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and evermore. Yes, God says there's a time coming when he is going to pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and that will lead and guide and direct man in the way of God. This chapter, as well as many other places in the Word of God, tell us where we are and how we are today. God commands us to turn to him and live. We could come out of our captivity to Satan if we would repent of our sins and turn to God. Notice what Ezekiel was inspired to pen for modern-day house of Israel in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Say to them, as I live, says the eternal God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn, turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? We have no intentions of turning to our God, but we will when things get so bad. Very few of the house of Israel left, and things are so bad, we will finally turn and repent. That's what God says in his word. God had every reason to send the worldwide flood many years before he did, as well as to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah years before he did. But a loving, merciful God and Savior never gets in any hurry to destroy mankind. He gives every warning and opportunity and more than ample time for turning and repenting so he doesn't have to destroy. That is the last straw that God uses. But there is a time when God is convinced that destruction is the only thing that will work, the only way to save a nation or the world. God is giving Joseph, the offspring of Jacob's grandsons, ample opportunity and warning to change our ways and turn to him. Yes, to turn from a life of slavery to Satan, which has and is causing our many ills, to God and live a good life. A life of freedom in obeying our Maker, freedom in law. In Ezekiel 18, verse 23, I want to add to this though. God says a life of freedom in obeying our Maker, freedom in law. But Satan has deceived the world to make us think that there's freedom out of law, freedom out of God's law. And look where we are, my friends. In Ezekiel 18, verse 33, God gives us a warning here. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the eternal God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? God says he wants us to turn and live because he has no pleasure in the death of a nation or the death of an individual that dies in their sins. My friends, it pays big dividend to obey the word of God. God has no pleasure in seeing all the suffering man has brought on himself by ignoring the manual book, God's word, that he gave us to live by to regulate our health, our peace, our happiness, our well-being. The one that inspired these words to be written was the one that became Jesus Christ. We seem to think God is a harsh God and commanded us to obey His word, so we could not have a good life. But right the opposite is true. Obeying the word of God is for our good, so we could have a good life. In Ezekiel 18, verse 24, notice what God says. But when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abomination that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed. Because of them he shall die. This applies for an individual and a nation. We, America, are dying as a great nation because of our many sins, because our sins are multiplying, and God said He would send judgments on us for such. Ezekiel 18, verse 25, Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? Well, we surely think God's way isn't fair. We surely think we know more than the one who created everything. Most kids know more than their parents. Well, what does God think about a world that knows more than their creator? God had this to say about our ancestors. I want you to notice this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 29, and I want you to realize that it does apply to us today because we're the offspring of those people that God was speaking to at that time. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29. Oh, that they had such a heart in them, that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. God is just the same as telling us that things will not go right if we don't live by His commandments. Well, we might ask, are things going well for America? Are things going well for you? Can we put two and two together and find the cause of our problems? God said, Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear Him and keep His commandments always so that it would go well for us. Well, we should be able to put two and two together. Could it be we are in trouble because we haven't obeyed God, the true God? Yes, that is the cause of our ills, my friends. God lets us know that we are slaves to whom we obey. I want you to notice this in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 16. Romans 6, verse 16. This is speaking to you and me. This is speaking to our world today. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey or servants to obey, you are that one slave, one servant whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? Where do you think that our ways are leading, my friend? Our ways are the ways of sin. Our ways are the ways of Satan. And God says that we are slaves to him. No doubt we're slaves to those that Satan is using today as well. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. We have a couple of booklets that you should read, my friends. Number one, North America Listen. And you should be listening today, and I hope you are, my friend. And number two, Why Christ Must Return. You need to know why Christ must return when He does. And He isn't going to return too early or too late. He's going to return at the right time to save mankind, to save all flesh from being annihilated from this earth. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or go online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.